What's good, everybody? I'm Sy.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast with a full house in this bitch this evening.
Yes, of recording time.
Hopefully everybody is staying
high and right.
And positive vibes as always. We appreciate every single one of you guys that listen to us each and every week. Each and every other week, actually. And our numbers keep growing, man. We all over the world. We all over the globe. Mm-hmm. Places we can't even pronounce or spell. We appreciate you guys that check us out. Babe.
What?
Before you take a sip of that tea with your cotton mouth ass, tell everybody what's been going on with you real quick before we introduce our guests in the house, our special guests in the house.
I'm going to go ahead and take a sip because I won't be able to tell you. what's been going on? I don't know. I guess okay things.
Yeah, ever since the family update, everything's been fine.
Right. Kind of relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yep.
Back's getting a little better here and there. Acting up, though, but here and there.
Yeah.
Getting better. Kyle's doing some big things.
Mm-hmm.
Acting grown up. Getting loans. New cribs. Getting into debt.
Welcome to adult life. Right?
Up.
And he's in the house, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. He's never been on the podcast yet, but he will be.
Right.
He will be eventually. Eventually. When the setting is right.
He'll follow in his sister's footsteps.
Mm hmm. See? Yeah, he's here. So, we got some special guests in the house tonight, y'all.
We do.
A returning guest, returning champion.
Mm-hmm.
Over there scratching his beard, ready to talk some shit. Ready to get busy. Twitch champion of the world. Got a following out there. Got merch out there. All those things we get ready to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Mr. Daniel Hook, a.k.a. Dr. Fingers.
Ooh-wee.
Back in the house, baby. What's going on? And his lovely girlfriend, Devin. What's been up, family? What's been going on, bro?
You know, I've been wanting to, like, call you, like, She Fingers or Lady Fingers, but I'm like, probably doesn't sound too right. Dr. Fingers is already bad enough. You know, She Fingers or Lady Fingers probably
ain't
too appropriate. But, man, no, not much. It's, what, been about a year and a half since we recorded this?
Pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic.
Damn, yeah.
It was pre-pandemic. That's why there wasn't another mic for Divine over there, man. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Still not.
But hey. What a fucking crazy time, bro.
Yeah, it's been wild, hasn't it? Been a crazy ride, man. But how have you guys been, man? How you guys been doing?
Good. Just living and trying to stay afloat and stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Surviving the times.
Yeah.
Anymore, man. That's for anyone, man.
Right.
Shoot, that's about it, bro. Stream. I got distracted, my bad.
There, you good.
No, streaming, you know, got the setup how I like it. You know, kind of, like you said, built that up.
Yeah, go ahead and plug it, man.
Oh, man, you know, it's twitch.tv/Dr. Fingers, and that's 2 Z's on the end of that. Check me out. I'm on TikTok as well. I hate it. I fucking hate TikTok, bro.
We just started a TikTok page, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a new announcement that I haven't done on the podcast yet. We just started a TikTok page, too, and I don't understand what's going on it either, but we post maybe a clip a week, maybe, something.
Oh, fuck.
I don't post nothing.
Yeah, because, you know, we old people over here, we just like...
I'm like, babe, here's this. What does this mean?
But yeah, man, tell us about your Twitch, man. Tell everybody about your Twitch, man.
Oh, man, just jump on there. I can't talk. I mostly play Call of Duty. I like to jump on and play other stuff, but bro, just get on there and chat with people, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this, but every night and live. So.
That's what's up, man.
Bro, it's dope. It's real cool, you know, getting to, and I mean, you guys know, but like getting to know people from different parts of the world.
Yeah.
Dog, that's crazy. I got a guy from South Africa who follows me.
No, shout out to South Africa.
Watches my shit. I'm like, God damn, bro. Like, how'd you even find my shit?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And we in the middle of nowhere that people that never even really heard of, man. Yeah. I've been in places where there's like, what is Kansas? Is that a city?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't even know what Kansas is, but.
I got another dude who's, he's in the fucking Netherlands, my dude.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm streaming, you know, say, afternoon, he's getting up. I'm like, dog.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Different time zones and hours and stuff, and then you kind of see the different
days.
Yeah, and then you see the different analytics and stuff too. Yeah. It just kind of is like, wow, man.
I think the most interesting part of it for me is even though it's like typing, you still see how they talk versus how we do.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. That's a big learning curve in the beginning too, when you start communicating with people all over the world, because you know the different translations of how things come through.
Yeah,
it's pretty wild. But I still ain't figured out the Russian translation, man. Them symbols be throwing a brother off, man.
I haven't had.
I'm
to
like,
yet.
What is that? Something Russian? This is what's that? A chair and a backwards E? And yeah, it's wild, man. It's wild.
Google Translate saves my ass sometimes. Like, shout out to Google for that one, for real. I remember, even outside of streaming, bro, like, just, like, work-related, I'd have to, like, speak into that, type it out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, Google Translate, shout out.
Man, there is some pretty good apps for that, too, man, because it kind of comes to, you know, when I don't know what the hell they talking about. I just kind of copy and paste it over there.
That's
to
exactly
see what, okay.
What I do. Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, greetings, thanks. You know what I'm saying? But that's cool as hell, man. That's cool as hell. So what made you want to start the Twitch? What made you want to start streaming on your channel? Or start your own channel, I should say.
Honestly, I started it back when we were doing a lot of our podcasts and stuff. Easton was going to become a streamer.
Yeah.
So I made one just to follow him. And then I kind of jumped in with it to kind of help grow the YouTube. And then I started taking it serious about a year ago, you know, after chemo. And then at that point, I flipped it. I started using YouTube to promote my Twitch. So that's about when I took it real serious.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah. And I see you got some fire-ass merch, too, man. Tell everybody your Instagram page, man, so they can see some of that, too, man.
Yo, Instagram's the same as Twitch. It's Dr. Fingers with two Z's at the end. But yo, I got the links on there. Come check me out on Twitch. I always drop the links in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the special Podokadoke merch is only available in July. So we got, about 14 days left.
Oh, shit.
I'm not re-releasing that till I'm big and famous, bro.
Okay.
Yep.
Y'all hear that?
There you go.
Jump on that. It'll definitely be in the description of our podcast, too, when we plug your links and stuff, man. So make sure you get on that. If you guys are into gaming, hear somebody talking to a little bit of shit, some comic relief to kind of give you, you know, some stress out of your day. Yeah, fuck with Dr. Fingers over here, man. Mm-hmm.
Man, if you don't even believe me on that, just go check out the TikTok. They're 10-second clips. You're going to be like, oh, shit. That's the homie. We won it.
Talk your shit, man. Yeah. Talk your shit, fam. Oh, man. So, I don't know if you know, and I can always cut different things out. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if you want to talk about your chemo and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if you want to kind of talk about some of that stuff or not.
I'm cool with whatever.
No. I mean, it's up to you, bro. I mean, you the guest. So, I don't know if you want to talk about that, because the way I look at it is the way that you started your channel with your Twitch and everything else and getting your gaming channel going and stuff like that, man. I feel like that's kind of a way of empowering other people that might be going through some things. So I didn't know if you want to talk about it from that aspect or...
Oh, I'm with it. That really kind of helped make me follow into streaming is it sounds dumb, but I kind of got uncomfortable, you know, around a lot of people, like in person.
Mm-hmm.
After going through chemo and everyone seeing me, you know, the way I was, I felt real weak. And I don't want to say people took advantage of me, but I always felt on edge, like people had the opportunity to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it made me uncomfortable. But streaming and getting to know people like that, it was different. And I got comfortable with it. You know what I mean? And like I said, you know, meeting people from Africa, Netherlands, you know, it was like, damn, bro, this is cool. Like, fuck hanging out with people, you know, here in town. Like, I don't give a shit about half these people, you know? So it made me comfortable, man. I really never thought going through chemo would change me as much as it did.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, it was, all right, let's go through this bullshit like any other thing and build right back up like I've always done. But man, chemo, damn, that was a fucking hell I never thought I'd see.
Yeah.
Ooh wee.
Pretty rough. Because you just made some powerful statements, man, and I hope people really take to what you just said, man.
Bro, you know, chemo is, like I said, that's a whole hell I never thought I'd go through. And anyone who is going through it or has been through it, my heart truly goes out to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same sentiments for me and Gina, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Man, because to go through those, to go through that type of treatment and to still be able to perform each and every day, that's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-mm. It's weird. You know, having done chemo and radiation, again, I thought, go through it, everything be back to normal. And, you know, like, I mean, like, different parts of my body feel weird. Like, my my left leg, mm-hmm. still numb. Mm-hmm. I just recently had surgery on my neck. Mm-hmm. And so, like, up here on my jawline, that's numb.
Yeah.
Sometimes it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, bro. I don't know. Like I said, I thought I was going to fight it and be done.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, man. But you've always been a fighter, man. That's, I mean, as long as we've known you, man. We've seen your evolution through life so far.
I was going to say, that's life, you know? Bro. I mean, growing up, it feels weird being 30 now and looking back like, fuck, dog, I was 20 and didn't give a shit. Now I'm having gone through everything and I kind of have to.
That's so cute to hear that from Daniel right now. That's so cute. Ain't that so good? That's so cute.
That ain't goddamn
cute. Like, I'm 30 years old now. It's so cute.
Dog, that's not cute, man.
Fuck. We watched him grow up.
I know it, man. Look at him.
Y'all remember a little 25-year-old me?
Man, shit. Younger than that?
But 25 was like almost like prime. I say 28 was prime me. But 25 was like... That was like the crow's nest days, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was 24, 25. Jesus. Divine, you should have known him back then.
No, that was like, that was 7. No, you were like 22,
23. Yeah, because crow's nest was a while ago, bro.
That was like 7 years ago.
That was like 7 years ago now.
Yeah, I'm 31.
Yeah, so I was about to say, yeah, yeah, you was a young man.
Okay, 24.
Young man. Damn. Man, you was a young man, man. You had all these ambitious goals. You always was thinking ahead of your curve. You was always thinking creatively, and that still hasn't fucking changed, bro.
You have to.
It still hasn't changed in you, no matter what life has thrown at you these last few years. And we're definitely mm-hmm. proud of you. That's what it's like, man. Hell yeah, man. Get your ass over here, man. Get over here, man.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, fuck. From like when we first met back at the crow's nest to now, like, you guys got your thing going. I got my thing going. Like, ooh, we're fucking doing it.
Yeah, we got multiple things going on, definitely, man. And that's the beauty of it, because we were all a collective mind group even then.
Yeah,
just things was just, you know, out of whack and shit was fucked up. And other elements and other people that shouldn't have been involved in the situation were involved in the situation.
Right.
I'm just trying to say, you know, because somebody almost lost their life behind some shit that, you know. Anyway, we ain't gonna go there,
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Going off that, I remember like how I was bringing up when I first got here, when we recorded out there.
Yeah.
I remember we were all going to have our own podcast together.
Yeah.
We were talking about what we should name it.
Yeah.
I told him we should name it the Justice League podcast.
Yeah, he said the Justice League.
Like, do you get copyrighted?
He was like, I said something like that. And he was like, we're not naming the fucking podcast no kid Justice League shit.
No, I was thinking about some Red Fox action right there. Man, yeah, ain't nobody in here but just us. Yeah, man. But look at how far everything has came and how far everybody has came too, man. Mm-hmm. So, and we still got a whole lot of work to do. Whole lot of work to do.
Always.
Most definitely. Always stuff to do.
Yeah. But it's all positive, too.
It is.
It's definitely all positive things. And the fact that you're doing something that's impacting people and touching people's lives. I mean, mm-hmm. I watched it even come out of you during, you know, your poetry sessions.
Oh, yeah.
How you would, I mean, it's just been, I was like, man, do that, man.
That's how I've always been. I mean, yeah. In my poetry, it was kind of like that.
It's an outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my working out, especially. I mean, it's such an easy way to do it.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite thing about having been motivating and you know, helping others through that was I wasn't like the happy-go-lucky, you know, put your pants on, tie them real tight, sun shining. You know, I was like, no,
pick your life up by your bootstraps. Yeah.
Put your fucking shoes on, tie your thong on, do whatever the fuck you got to do and go do it.
Yeah, you wash your pussy and get after it.
Some shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was always my favorite part, man, is, you know, because like, C.T. Fletcher.
Yeah.
Bro, that's who I learned it from. I'm like, I don't know.
And if you guys don't know who C.T. Fletcher is, definitely look him up on YouTube. That man has been through some incredible struggles.
Yeah.
Incredible. I don't even want to reveal what he's been through, but I mean, dude, man, to see him come back.
No, you got to go look.
Ooh, and he's definitely motivational and powerful.
Absolutely. That was the dude, man. I remember when I first got into working out, I was flipping through YouTube. CT Fletcher popped on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Man.
I command you to grow, motherfucker.
God damn.
How many times I heard that in the middle?
Yeah. See?
I would be sleeping, and I would hear that, and I'd roll over, and he'd just be smiling, looking at me.
Bro, because when those videos come on, you can't
you
not
can't
watch
help
it.
But not get hyped, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, like, you got to be careful when you watch certain people that motivate you. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful what time of day or night you watch them, because, right. Man, CT Fletcher is definitely one of those people. So shout out to CT Fletcher. Man,
I've had those 3 a.m.
I want
to
be a sidewalk cracking motherfucker.
God damn, bro. It's still your motherfucking set.
It's still your motherfucking set.
But she's right, though, man. It'd be like 3 a.m, I'd pop on a CT Fletcher video on accident.
Oops.
Now, you know, then I couldn't really do anything, but back when I was single and, you know, working out, it'd be 3 a.m, I'm like, oh, fuck
I'm gonna go
it.
Slang some weights real quick.
Let's go.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Sleep.
I gotta be up in 4 hours for work, but fuck it, we're up now, we're going. Man. But yeah, no, shout out to CT Fletcher, man. Yeah. If there's anyone who's changed lives, it's that dude for real.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Compton, man.
Oof.
Shout out to Compton. Yeah, he's definitely one of those integral people too, that, you know, when I have my certain days too, where I'm feeling a certain way and whatever might be going on in my life too, mm-hmm. man. He's one of those people too. I go back to every now and then just to get that little shot of adrenaline. Like, yeah,
I got 2
okay.
videos in specific, bro. I'll be like, ah, shit. All right, I need to get my head out of my ass.
Yeah,
let's pull it up.
Yeah, man. But it's great that you find motivation and you also motivating other people, man. Mm-hmm. That's the most beautiful thing about it.
I'm trying. I mean, anymore, I just got to find a new way of doing it, I guess.
That's what we're all working towards doing. Yeah. You know, there's different. There's more than one way to, you know, get your message across and to help motivate people. And I mean, it's everybody's going through tough times right now, especially coming off of the heels of last year, even though we're halfway through this year now.
Yep.
But a lot of people are still struggling out here. A lot of people are still suffering. So, you know, that's why we do our podcast too when we can, you know, just to kind of get people a comic relief and get away from the bullshit for a little bit, just to kind of laugh at our goofy asses a little bit and just have some fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? While going through their respective relationships and what might be going on in their households or mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. And that's what we predicate a lot of our podcasting time towards too, man. It's just having some fun, man. And, you know, look at the humor of even the tough times in your relationship. Just look for the humor in it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, even while it's going on sometimes. It may not be that funny at the moment, but it's about having some fun sometimes. Sometimes you just, I mean, life is, I like to laugh, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely like to laugh. I like to laugh and I like to learn.
Man, the best part is like 5 years from now, you're going to look back. I know my ass is going to go through fucking YouTube. I'm going to see this video. I'm like, oh, shit, I remember this day.
Yeah.
I do that so much, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. And it's cool to me. Mm. Like, on my stream the other night, I had put up that video. We put up a video of, you know, my merch and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put it on the stream so everyone could see it. Well, then I went back and we watched the old video that I did like 5 years ago. I was like, man, if y'all would have like seen me back then,
mm-hmm.
like, fuck, it's crazy to see then
compared
to now.
Yeah, just even watching yourself grow up. And it's just a different time period that we're living in too right now, where you can kind of hear your evolution or see your evolution, you know, 2 years from 2 years ago to 5 years ago to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's even the same with me and music sometimes. Like, I listen to some old joints compared to like what I'm working on now. Wink, wink, shit going
damn.
On. So that's why I'm like, man.
Death masks.
I was super trash way back in the day, but I wasn't trash to other people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sometimes you can get lost in that mind state and that frame of mind and that perspective of thinking, oh, man, this ain't good enough, and I need to be more professional. I got to have this in the background for my live stream, or I got to do this or that. No, you just got to be yourself at the end of the day, man. Just do you.
Yeah, for
sure.
Just
do you, be you. Shit, and 99% of us ain't fucking Hollywood. We ain't rich and shit. We work with what we got, and we come from that generation of using what we got to the best of our advantage and the best of our ability. Because most people think it's just going to be, you know.
That's how we learn, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you the last of the Mohicans too, man.
Oh.
Yeah, you on the cusp of that, you know, old school ways of coming up and stuff like that, man. Because I know your pops, man. Your pops was, he's old school too. He definitely
that's
old
how
school.
He raised me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up.
Being a millennial ain't as cool as everyone thinks it is. I'm in the wrong generation. You
man,
are too.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, the one above. I need that one.
trust me, yeah. The one above ain't on all that either.
Bro, it's weird.
Generation X, Y, Z, W, right. Don't matter what it is. If you a boomer, all that, every generation has this shitty population.
Man, I never thought, like, I don't, how do you say, like, the generation thing? I never thought I'd agree more with the old heads versus my own generation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's crazy. Shit,
here what made you hit here. What since you hit 31, which is so
nah cool, man, even like fucking like 15, bro, like yeah. Come on, my generation was eating fucking Tide Pods, bro, seriously. What the fuck,
like, who thought that was a good idea? It was like, yes,
I mean, I've done some this. Stupid shit, but like
white kids, no, I'm
I can't even think of anything remotely as I don't know, I've done some stupid shit on my motorcycle that might be
yeah
pretty bad,
yeah.
I've done, it's the cinnamon challenge. Cinnamon.
What's that?
The cinnamon challenge? That's something that we did, but that's cinnamon. You're supposed to eat that.
I'm sorry, you're elderly a little bit. What the hell is a cinnamon challenge?
If you have too much of a certain cinnamon, you can really
cause... Wait,
you choke on it. Like you're supposed to
take a like tablespoon or a teaspoon of cinnamon and swallow it.
Yeah, and you can't. Like straight up. You end up coughing it up.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, never mind. Now we're about to have that. We're fucking retarded.
I never did it, but...
Just go ahead and throw the disclaimer out there. I never did that shit.
I did. The fuck? But it's not a goddamn Tide Pod. It's cinnamon, bro. You put that shit in cake.
Like you
chili, eat. If you want. I don't fucking know. I think my dad does. But shit, still.
That sounds fucking ridiculous.
But it's not a Tide Pod. Oh my. Fuck, man. You know, no, check this
so
out.
So it's supposed to be the next best thing? It's like, man, what out. The fuck? I was like, since I can't get the rib condom, I'm going to get the cheap one. That's, 20 I mean,
years
it's
from now,
supposed to work the same.
You guys had a lot of things you guys did.
No, hold on. 20 years from now, someone else is going to have done something worse. I don't know. Like, I drank a bottle of bleach. And the Tide Pod kid's going to be like, well, at least it wasn't a bottle of bleach.
Well, that's what 45 was telling people to do. To take care of the coronavirus. Like,
that's true, yeah. I forgot about that. There you go. Yeah,
flick the needle and stick it in your arm.
Tide Pod. Damn, bro.
Oh man.
But I mean, going off that, bro, isn't it crazy? Like the shit people do to try and get their 15 minutes of fame.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
What was it? It was.
Oh yeah, the fucking Gorilla Glue lady. Did you guys hear about that?
Yes, yes, I did. She got like. She got some money. She got bread out of that.
He said she got some money.
Yeah, she got some money.
Bro, she got caked with money.
Yeah,
damn.
She got some money.
By a surgeon for free, and
she ain't even have to make an OnlyFans.
Put some shit in her.
That's a whole nother level of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just leave that over there.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, that was some wild shit, man. And I stayed away from that subject. I was like, nah, I'm not doing
it. I didn't even... She told me about it, and I was like, let's... What the fuck?
Well, shout out to her. She got her money.
Right?
Yes.
But no, man, like, TikTok?
Uh-huh.
Dude, oh, God, when we were all quarantined... I had downloaded TikTok, you know, I was like, fuck it, everyone has it. Let's, you know, it's got to be the new Instagram or some shit. I saw some of the dumbest fucking videos I've ever seen, bro. Like, I'm not knocking TikTok or people who create on it, but I'm knocking people who just put up stupid videos of them fucking wearing a cape and little goofy vampire teeth. Like, if you're actually trying to make, like, content, like, you're being creative, do your thing, bro.
Yeah.
But, man, just, I don't know. I don't even know how else to word it.
Well, a lot of people that actually got exposed to, you know, being quarantined and locked down last year, they didn't know how social media worked and posting on social media. Oh. So, I mean, hey, if you find your own audience and your own niche, if you do run around in a thong and, you know, wear some barrettes in your hair.
That's fine.
Talking about, I want to suck your blood. I mean, go ahead and do your thing.
But, like, I don't know. Be creative, bro.
Yeah.
There's filters. There's filters. I don't know what else is on there.
Bomb filters.
But I've seen, like, other videos, and I'm like, oh, cool. They at least, you know, edited the video. They didn't just...
Yeah, just threw some shit up there.
Yeah, and... like, recorded themselves in a cape, and then, all right, upload.
It's kind of like a lot of people on OpenSea just throwing NFTs out there, hoping it'll just hit, you know what I mean? Shit like that.
Like, I don't know, like, work with it, do something.
Yeah, you know, be a little creative. You know, basically, it just goes back to people trying to find their own identity and not know how to be themselves.
There you go.
And it just translates sometimes, you know, to social media and stuff like that. So, but I don't knock anybody for trying to do something or trying to do anything. I'm not going to do that.
I'm knocking people.
I may not like certain videos, but I'm not going to knock somebody for trying.
That's all I'm saying is actually try. That's the only thing I was saying. It's one thing to try, but it's another just to let it record for 10 seconds and just hit a button.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, in a sense, that's kind of like me with streaming. Like, I could just turn on the camera and say, fuck it, which, yeah, that does, I don't know. Whatever.
That is what you do, right?
No, but
I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding. I'm totally messing
with you. I kind of do. But like, it depends
on the time and space and the mood that you're in and the vibes and all that other stuff. I mean, because everything is organic.
Hey, man, I gotta do some fucked up shit for my people. All right.
So, what's your people's names, man? You got a name for your listeners, your followers?
Yo, shout out to my loyals. Yo, we got Hound, we got She Hound, we got DJ Brett, we got. Well, I got Prime, but I'm trying to think of if I should. All right, fuck it. We got Pussy Farter. That's why I was thinking if I should. We got Extra Long.
All right.
We got Prime.
All right.
Those are the loyals.
Those are the loyals.
Shout out to Young E. Oh, God. Those are my loyals, bro. Like, they're in there. Like, once I start, they're dropping my links for me. I don't even have to. They just hit it for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to you guys. You're my loyals.
Man, there's nothing wrong with having some loyals, man.
Bro.
Gotta have those loyals, man. Gotta have them.
You telling me you've never heard some good Xbox names or gamer tags in general?
Yeah, but they just made me laugh.
Bro, like, I don't know if you were ever big on gaming, but like,
I was back in the day.
Man, you think gamer tags back then were fucking funny? I've seen some good shit on Xbox, dude.
You wanna know what my best friends that I play with every day is?
Huh?
Dirty Chuddy.
See? Oh, man, there's some. I've seen some real, like, fucked up ones. I'm like, damn, bro. How do they even, like, how have they not caught that and changed it? Because if they think it's inappropriate, they'll change it to something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking Air Force Strike 913. Seriously. Or, like, I don't know, like fucking Flower Boy 218. Like, I swear they do it just to be an asshole. Like, all right, if you want your name to be something dumb, we're gonna make it just as bad.
And you can see that on any platform too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, son.
I'll be back.
All right, love you.
Be careful.
See you,
later, bro.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too. After the fact, but we met.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, some of the names, man, because you can see it on different social media platforms, too. You know, whether you're in a Discord or shit like that, and people, some of those names is like, come on, fam, really? That's what that's how you giving it up? Yeah, that's what's up, though.
I remember when I thought Dr. Fingers was a bad bro. My name's PG anymore.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But, shit, you're doing your thing out here, though, man. That's the most important thing. You guys are doing it together, too, man.
Dr. Fingers is a brand now. We're not just a name. What's up?
There you go. Talk about it.
Hey, man, think about it. Like, if you Google Dr. Fingers,
uh-huh,
some dope shit pulls up, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, all you listening right now, Google search.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with shameless plugs, and it ain't even shameless.
Bro, like, I don't know. I did it one day just goofing off just to see, like, what would pull up. And, oh, I mean, man, like, my Twitch pulls up first thing.
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be Instagram or, you know, YouTube or something, but now Twitch, it's there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, we made it.
That's what's up, man. Very hopefully, cool. Man, and I know your loyal followers are going to keep growing, too. They're definitely going to keep growing, man. Because, of, like I've been alluding to, just the empowerment that you're giving people, you know, to let them know, hey, man, you know.
That's a big thing. And then also, you know, I never really realized it up until after chemo, but I've got that personality that people, you know, can follow and relate to.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I just talk a lot of funny shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We all three had that, man. I mean, and I'm sure Divine does too. I'm sure she does too. And we gonna get you a mic, I promise. We go.
She keeps me leveled when need be.
Yeah, you gotta have that balance, man. Yeah, you gotta have that balance. That's important.
Which happens?
What? Which part?
You getting a little out there and needing rein back in a little bit.
Yeah, kind of reeling back in a little bit.
No, babe, that's a crazy idea. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, doctor, you're scaring the neighbors.
She keeps like my temper down.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
Yeah. That's important. That's a lost art anymore.
Man.
Because I'm going to just keep it 100 and keep it a buck, because sometimes you end up in a relationship, and most people are in those type of relationships right now, where they antagonize it and push it and mm-hmm. just keep pushing that button and just, mm-hmm. you know, as a form of control in a relationship, and just Jedi mind tricks or whatever you want to call it. But to have somebody to be like, hey,
look at me. Stop being a dumbass.
Yeah. One time Gina even told me, sit your hype ass fucking down.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah, yo, if she ever legit said that now. To me, I'd probably be like, I'd be like,
what? Yeah, that was the only time she's ever said that to me, too. And that threw me off. I was like,
yeah, right?
What the fun is shit.
I'll go sit my high best now.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm like, you're done.
I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, you, I'd be like,
it's like, we're getting too old for this. Just
what the fuck? No, listen, what you mean? Who? This ain't nobody too old just yet. Shit. See? I only just got a few grades. Just now.
Fuck. I remember it was the first time I was in the hospital. Some dude like fucking flew up on my ass.
Oh, God.
Oh, he pissed me off. So we got down to an exit, and he ended up coming up behind me. Dude, I threw my shit in park, had the seatbelt off, ready. And she was freaking out, and I was like, shut up, I'm doing this, fuck it. Like, I was about to die in the hospital, dude, and I was so mad, I was still trying to get out and fight him.
Yeah.
But he fucking went and turned right. I was like, God damn it.
Oh, man. You know, people just get ignorant, too, man. You know, they just, I mean, the common courtesy and the rudeness of the people, man. And we talk about it on the podcast all the time. It's like, I can't stand a rude motherfucker,
bro.
I can't stand it. I have a really, really, I don't even have a fuse for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the dude that blew his hand off with that mortar last week. That kid a couple weeks ago, holding a mortar in his hand. It was just, boom! That was it. That's how my anger is and my temper is with people that are just assholes. Mm-hmm. It always has been that way.
That's the problem, though, is people are raised like that now. Like, mm-hmm. I kill people with kindness. I get you getting me all riled up and me being rude to you gives you satisfaction.
If exactly.
I kill you with kindness, then I get what I want, and you're still angry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have a nice day.
Yep. Customer service.
Oh yeah. Definitely in that field, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I don't have the patience.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I like working alone. I'm on my Clever Lang shit. I live alone. I train alone.
Dude, I still have this old school Rocky shirt I found at Walmart. It's Rocky versus Clever Lang, like the poster for it. Uh-huh. Oh, God, that's such
that's a classic, OG man. Shirt. Yeah, that's classic.
I saw that, and I was like, I don't care how broke. Nah, yeah. We don't need food.
Yeah.
We need
shout
this.
Out to Mr. T. Yeah. Man, what was you going to tell me, man, before we got started that I was going to have a reaction to, man? What's going on?
The fights.
Which fights?
What do you mean, which fights? The fucking fights that just happened over the weekend. The big fight.
Oh, man. I mean, shout out to Dak Prescott.
What'd he do?
I mean.
Oh, man.
It's that Dak Prescott action going on.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
His was worse, though.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so, too. But what do I think about it? Not much.
Ugh.
Not much, man.
I do, but I don't, like. Regardless of if he took the L, how he took the L is what gets me.
Pretty classless.
You know what I mean? Well, no, that's a whole nother
that's subject. That's the, yeah, but we,
I just,
yeah, yeah.
I just mean, like, there was no fight.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So now it's you know, 2-1, but.
Yeah, now they want to run it back.
I'm not taking away from.
I don't understand how it was considered a knockout.
It wasn't. It's a doctor stoppage.
It was a doctor stoppage.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. At the end, they said. it was a knockout because he raised his head and said,
well, that's why Connor was screaming and yelling. It's like, no, that's right. A doctor stoppage. And that's what they ended up ruling.
Yeah,
it's a doctor stoppage.
Yeah. See, I don't
if anybody knows, for listeners that don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about the UFC and Connor McGregor versus Dustin Poirier.
Oh, fuck.
Three-ish.
But yeah, so now it's, you know, it's 2-1, and I'm not taking away from Poirier, but like, there was no fight. You know what I mean?
It really wasn't. Right.
So, I don't consider that a win for anybody.
I don't necessarily don't consider it a win, but there needs to be a fourth. If Connor comes back, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a fourth.
Well, Dana White did say a couple days ago that he is coming back in within a year.
But how many times has he said, you know, I'm coming back and fighting, and then goes off and buys a fucking whiskey company or some shit?
Buys a fight island.
See? Which, hey, yo, when you can get out of fighting and fucking own your own whiskey company, shout out.
Like, hey, man, proper 12. I mean, that's what he did, man. He branded it.
Didn't he sell it?
I don't know.
Yeah. It was some like weird deal, but ultimately, yeah. Huh. But I mean, shit, you got hell of fucking money for it.
Oh, shit. I mean, there you go. You know,
just to not have to, you know, be the face of it anymore. I mean, he's got so much money anymore. Like, fuck it. And he's got other avenues where he's still, he's got his own promotions now. He don't need whiskey.
Yeah. He's kind of following the blueprint a little bit of Floyd Mayweather, just easily. A little bit. Yeah, easily. He's definitely following the blueprint of that, man. But yeah, UFC 265 is coming up in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Why is that important?
I'm supposed to just show up.
We gonna be there.
No shit.
Yeah, we gonna be there.
Down in Houston?
In Houston, Texas. Yeah. Nice. The tickets is already purchased and in the bag.
She said, I'm supposed to be there.
She's just supposed to show up like she do on the podcast. That's how she be doing us, y'all.
What do you mean? What the fuck? I'd be hyphy as shit.
Yeah. Because me and Kate.
Hyphy as shit.
Because me and our oldest son,
you
Caleb.
See those people, I'm going to panic my ass off.
Yeah. Me and our oldest son, Caleb, we went to the one in Houston before the pandemic struck in February 2019, Reyes versus Jones.
Jones, yeah.
Being in the house, boy, the crowd was, woo.
Telling me that you guys were going.
It was me and Caleb, just me and our oldest son. Mm-hmm. We went to that fight.
I called him like the day of. You were like outside of it.
Yeah, it was my birthday that weekend. So, and then what we're going to do this time is like, okay, basically the last 3 out of 4 fights Derek Lewis has had, we've seen him live. We've seen him here at Intrust.
Yep.
And then we was in Houston, seen him there. And then he had one during the pandemic on Fight Island. And now he's, you know, get ready to fight Gane for the interim title.
Bro.
And we're going to be in the house, 20,000 people in Toyota Center. And she's, Gina's anxiety. Everybody knows. She talks about it. She's like, oh, no.
I'll be there.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to be in the building, man.
So, What's your prediction?
Lewis.
Yeah.
I'm going Lewis, man.
I think so.
I'm going Lewis.
Bro, if he gets that fucking uppercut.
If he gets a knockout. He's got the most knockouts as is right now. If he does it in his home city right now, and we going to be there, do you know how crazy it's going to be? That's why we flying out immediately the next day.
Right? That shit's going to be tore up.
It's going to be crazy.
Man.
Going to be crazy. So, yeah, it's a blessing we get to go check that out together. So,
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're going to fly. It's just going to be quick in and out. Don't think y'all going to rob us either, motherfucker. We got security detail around our little estate.
Let's see, who else is on that card?
On that card is Amanda Nunes. We get to see her live in action, too, against Pena. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jose Aldo, he's definitely fighting, too.
You said what?
What's that girl fight you were talking about?
Oh, that's the 24th.
Girl fight. What girl fight?
Macy Barber.
Macy Barber?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, she like grew up here in Kansas.
Okay.
So, and then.
Fighting in a local?
No, I don't know where it's going to be.
Okay.
But no, after this fight card, I'll tell you like why I follow her. Because shout out to her, bro. That's a bad fucking chick.
Okay.
But so, okay, Jose Aldo's on this card.
Yeah, Jose Aldo's on here.
Man, that dude's such an underrated fighter.
Yes, he is.
Like, God, not that Conor McGregor didn't deserve to win. But
yeah, but that was a fluke knockout, man. Bro, wasn't a fluke because, you know, Conor got that. He just got that one hitter quitter knockout power, too, though.
Bro, he killed his career.
Yeah. Like,
and it's so
during the time. But since Jose Aldo went back in weight classes.
But, like, how many people now know him like before, bro? Like,
yeah.
Dude, he went on, what, like a 9-year. 10-year like win streak, never lost.
Yeah, and nobody talks about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, dude.
But huge in Brazil,
man.
Huge, and yeah, I mean, it's like in South America, huge, huge.
He changed weight classes too, didn't he?
That's what I said. He went back in weight class, and he looked great his last fight. Mm-hmm. Looked phenomenal.
Oh man, what last year he had a fight? I don't remember who he fought, but fuck, it was a bloody one, dude. They went the full bout. He got nasty.
I can't remember which one that was, too. I just liked the last fight that I watched. Was the one that I enjoyed was Nate Diaz when he wanted to try to get busy in the fifth round.
Bro.
Because he don't come alive until he gets some blood on his face and he mad and he wants to talk shit. And then he's got blood running all over. The scars get opened up and he just want to go ahead and...
boxing.
Yeah, well, that's where they started out. Him and Nick started out as boxers.
And he should have stayed there, bro. I wish they weren't such submission artists. Yeah. Imagine them in boxing, bro. Yeah. Good God.
Yeah.
All you got to do is sit back for 5 rounds, and once the 5th round starts, crack open a beer, and it's about to happen now.
Yeah, Paul Brothers, what's up?
Damn.
You know what I mean? Jake and Logan, what's up?
Man.
What you think of him, man?
I mean...
All right, anyway.
Kind of like you said, bro, if you have an avenue and you're making it work, make it work. Do I support it, and am I going to pay for it?
No, I haven't paid for a single one of those.
Fuck no, bro. I just get on YouTube the next day and look at the stupid highlights.
That's what's funny, man, because I do the same thing, especially when it comes to those two. And I don't really know them like that, but I know they were YouTube stars coming up and stuff like that. I have an idea of where they come from, of course. But
about what you got is what I got.
Yeah, so I don't mean... But I know they legit train. They legit, you know, work out. I think they both also train in MMA, too.
I don't know. You know, I think Logan,
because one of them's getting ready. Which one is it, Logan or Jake, that's getting ready to fight Tyron Woodley?
Jake.
Is it Jake?
Yeah. Man, but Tyron Woodley said it best. Like, yeah, you know, they do the YouTube shit, but they're fighters now. They got in and they fought, you know.
You can't get mad at how people get to the bag anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How they get to the hustle. I mean, it's kind of the same thing you were talking about earlier on this episode. It's like, I mean, I don't care about you running around with a cape on, wearing some fake, you know, fangs or whatever, but I mean, you just never know. You never know.
Just try.
Yeah.
Just try. But no, like, that's a good example. Like, you know, dude got to fight Floyd Mayweather, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But he still had to train to do it. He couldn't just, oh yeah, I'm fighting Floyd Mayweather. I'm going to go fuck off for however long, you know, 6 weeks or 8 weeks, and then...
Yeah.
Get paid however many millions it was. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, and it still cracks me up that people too still think that oh he almost beat Floyd. He beat Floyd. But I'm like, are you kidding me? Floyd basically walked that big ass dude down like he did Conor McGregor. Just walking. It was no Floyd Mayweather like Floyd does.
Logan
if he was
Paul
fighting a Pacquiao, fighting a
5 second stint where he brawled on him one time, and everyone took that 5 seconds of he won.
Yeah.
He beat...
What you think of your boy Ocho Cinco, though, man, on that card?
Whatevs.
Well, he was on the Triller, you know what I'm saying, the Triller card, too. He was on that. He looked good, though. He actually looked good to me, though.
First time
in the boxing ring, he looked all right, man. He looked all right. He looked like he know how to throw
like
some hands a little bit.
He looked like he
could
lose a step, yeah. From, you know, football playing to boxing.
Yeah.
He's in shape.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't mad at him.
So did you get a chance to watch that Tyson Roy Jones fight?
I watched the highlights on that one too.
No,
you know, man,
no,
dude,
I paid
that
for
shit
that
was
one.
Like fucking. I couldn't.
I watched it.
I couldn't.
I watched it. It was good.
I ended up seeing the fight. It was a good fight, bro. Mm-hmm. For those two being fucking as old as they are,
yeah, in the mid-50s, man.
God damn, they were still banging.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But dude, it makes you think. Imagine that shit back in the '90s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my fucking God!
I lived it. I watched it. I was
someone would have died.
Just to let you know, man.
Hey, YouTube was good enough for me, bro. Just
there wasn't no YouTube
like,
in the '90s for me, bro.
Oh shit. Well, I mean, I grew up watching Jones.
HBO Boxing, let's go. You know,
Roy
Showtime,
yeah,
let's go.
That's how I watched them. I remember me and my buddy, shout out to Ryan, dude. We saved all the fights. Yeah. As soon as you could, like, I had VHSs back then, but as soon as you could do the DVR thing, oh yeah.
It was on in.
Oh yeah, any classics, now you got YouTube, all you gotta do is type it in.
But shit, man, I appreciate 31-year-olds that go back and, man, and say, hey, you know what, let me watch this classic fight on Friday Night Fights, man, and hit the DVR, hit the record button, and go back and watch this, man. Because there was a lot of great fights, man, and it was during those times, too, you had to watch it live to really experience the energy and, you know, the aura of people around that would just watch. Even the casual boxing fans that would, like, I don't know who the hell Mike Tyson is, but we're going to watch this motherfucker because we know he knocks people's heads off. Like, it was crazy times, man, when he was even in his prime. Huh? 30 for 30s that you watched? The 30 for
30s?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man, just like, if there's any three boxers I wish I could have seen in their prime live, Ali, Tyson, and Jones Jr.
Yeah. See, Ali was the one that I didn't get to see in his prime, you know, during this time. But I got to see Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. Man, it was some of the most incredible. It's like, what just happened?
Yeah.
It was like basically right now, you know, in your age range of watching Anderson Silva in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
When you got to see that in his prime, to see him do his thing in his prime, it was like, this, what is this? Like, really? Bro, you're not going to do just walking backwards with your hands down and just. Are you serious? Like,
I think seeing Roy Jones Jr. would have been my absolute favorite. That's my favorite boxer. But just to see him, like, fucking, like, toy with people.
Yeah, the way he used to and his literally speed back
just
then.
Fuck with them. And then when insane. He wanted to, just pop them real quick.
Hands behind his back and then just, boom, knockout.
Yeah.
Like, nobody did that before that. Like, not like that.
God.
Not like that, man.
That dude was dirty.
That's how you got to treat life. That's how you got to treat life, man.
And I mean, like a savage. He has some dope songs too, you know.
Yeah, I mean, y'all must have forgot.
Yeah. Oh, that was my favorite. Yeah. God damn. Dude, he's on the fucking boat and shit with his little blue fucking short suit. I don't even know what kind of material it is, but it's dope.
Hey, man, but shit, man. Wasn't nobody gonna diss him for that song, though? Like, nah, man. We
who the fuck would have?
Who gonna do that? Like,
yeah, god damn. But yeah, bro. I mean, it's. Hey. Logan Paul, Jake Paul, like it's kind of like you said.
Get your money. Get your money. I'm not mad at it. Get your money, man. Get your money, young man.
I'm curious to see how this Jake Paul and Woodley fight are going to go.
Woodley's not a boxer, so, man, I hate to say it.
He's training with Mayweather, though. I
hate to say it. And?
But if he's taking it serious, like if he's honestly trying to learn the way Mayweather fights, I think he can do it. No, think about it. If Woodley goes in there trying to knock Jake Paul out just right off the bat, he's going to end up like fucking Askren. But if he goes in there and tries fight like Mayweather or even Robinson, even worse.
Yeah.
You know? If he goes in there and actually tries to, you know, play the game and use the technique, I think he could do it.
I mean, he could definitely learn faster than the average, but he's never boxed, man. He's never boxed.
But yeah, I don't know.
I mean, of course, you know, he was definitely a champion in his time in the UFC, you know, and but boxing is different. Boxing is no different if Jake and Logan got in the octagon.
Oh.
Ass whooping it all day long.
That's why they won't.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's why they won't do it. You know, not yet. But I can see them making a play on that later on. I really do see that.
Man, it'd have to be that fucking Mayweather money. And you know Dana's not paying it. Dana's not paying it to have them in there fucking period, bro. But he's not going to pay it when they're like, hey, look, we've already done it in boxing. We want that Mayweather money now.
But we've talked about them maybe going to...
What, fucking Bellator?
Yeah.
Bellator can't pay them.
You said of the two, though, that you thought that they might take them.
Might go to Bellator?
The Paul brothers? No.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that. I have to do some research on that for sure.
He had just talked about maybe that of the two.
If they could afford it, they would be the one MMA association that would be like, yeah, we'll do this.
We'll throw some money at him just to do, maybe even if it was just a one-off event. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't see him like actually giving him a contract. That's not
happening. No. It would be that one and done stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jake Paul's going to fucking have a match with, I don't know, fucking Snoop Dogg or some shit.
No, Snoop Dogg would be commentating.
Actually, right, no, I forgot. He's on his side. But it would be something stupid like, oh, wow, he won a MMA match against this guy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll have to see what happens, man. But I see them making a play in MMA, though. I really do see that.
I don't. I see that. I see them continuing to talk about making it, but I don't see it happening.
I don't know. We'll have to see, man.
Don't, I mean, I don't see them not wanting to do it, but I don't see them willing to take the amount of money that they would get paid to do it.
Well, of course, because they already created a name and a brand for themselves that they worked on since they were, I guess, kids, pretty much. You know, they got a huge following for this.
Man, they're going to start their own fucking MMA organization. Okay,
you guys talk about their kids. How old are they now?
I don't know how Jacob looks. They got to be there. What,
they're a little younger than me.
Yeah, like so they're early. 27, they're in their 20s. Yeah, they're definitely in their 20s. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they started out as kids on YouTube and built a huge following, you know.
They're going to have their own fighting championship, PFC.
But as far as between Woodley and Paul, man, I don't know.
The Paul fighting championship. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say it'll be a good fight, but I think if both sides honestly take it serious, it could be.
I'm not paying for that. I'm not doing that.
I wonder if places will start actually playing it. I know, like the first ones they did, you know, like Twin Peaks, they weren't playing it. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they'll do it like for this one. I know a lot of them did for the Paul and Mayweather fight.
Of course, because it's Mayweather.
Isn't that crazy?
People still want to see him lose that bad. Is he really going to lose to a YouTuber? I mean, is he really going to? No.
Technically, if you think about it, he couldn't have lost. It was a fucking exhibition.
It's an exhibition fight. And that's what people don't understand. They just don't. It's like they don't read flyers.
Now, had he been knocked out,
they don't read.
They would have argued it that, oh, yeah, he lost.
Well, he lasted 8 rounds with the best boxer ever.
Who gives
because
a fuck?
Because he let it happen. Yeah, no, like,
that was my thing.
There's a lot of NDAs and clauses in those contracts to say, hey. You know,
well, I mean, Mayweather said it himself. He's like, it was an exhibition. Yeah. Why am I going to risk hurting myself?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Like, he said, I'm retired. I'm done. I've done what I've done.
And I'm in my 40s, on my way to 50.
Yeah.
And I'm fighting these young dudes just for an exhibition. But these young dudes want to tear my head off, and I'm still dancing around them and just keeping my hands up and just.
I'm not even a Mayweather fan.
Mayweather's
like
4'9", and Logan Paul is 9'11".
Right.
You know,
that was like a for real. Man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, shout out to Mayweather for being his age and still doing it. Like, if anything, to me,
that dude's a beast, man. He's a beast. He's another inspiration even for me personally. Like, we brought up CT Fletcher earlier. Mm-hmm. A lot of people may not like his personality and how he boasts and arrogant and
learn about him though.
If you get to know him and his story and where he came from and what he's about, you can't get mad at him. Now, he's done some questionable things in his life like everybody has. Don't put a microscope under somebody just because they're under the spotlight. What if somebody had one on you?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so, I give him credit. I mean, I don't know about fighting Logan Paul, but...
Yeah, you know, at least I mean, he got it's an easy bag. He got another $100 million for that.
Oh, I know.
$100 million.
It's keeping boxing alive. I don't want to say I like the name it's giving it right now, but it's keeping it relevant.
Yeah.
And I mean, boxing's what I grew up watching, so.
Yeah, me too.
Again, me too. I could do without the Paul brothers, but.
Hey, man, but you know what? You can't knock how people get to their bag, man. I can't do it.
No, I really can't say shit because I did buy the, we didn't even have to buy it. I bought a subscription to Triller when it first started,
mm-hmm.
when Logan Paul fought KSI for their first pro bout.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't pay no fucking $80 for it. But like, you know, and again, I won't knock them, you know, trying to do what they're doing because they're fighting. Like, they're actual pro fights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, in a way, it's cool to see. I just don't like, I guess, how they're doing it. You know, like,
I'm not a fan of how they're doing it now, too, but times are changing, man.
Well, my thing going off that is they're calling out UFC stars to do boxing matches. Like, if you want to be in the sport, man, call out the boxing stars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I know a lot of them probably aren't the size of them.
I do agree with that aspect 100%.
Of course I do. That's my
but if these thing. But if, man, if people want the bag, if people want to get in there and try their hand at it, then I mean I can't knock either side of that at the same time. But mm-hmm. I agree with what you just said.
But it's keeping boxing alive.
I was like, if you go to box, like actually, you know.
Well, at some point, like Jake Paul himself, he's going to have to.
Yeah.
You know, if he beats Woodley, the next step is
Jake. You could tell actually
He does it.
He knows how to box.
He trains.
He knows how to box.
He said in one of his post-fight conferences, you know, he said, look, I know I do YouTube and that's how I make my income, but I like fighting. Like, I grew up watching the sport and now I want to do it and I can.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like...
And you got to think about it too, man. They got a generation of kids that is going to support them through their career if they continue to do so for a long... They're going to eat for a long time.
Man, but at that point, you know... I had to really step back and be like, dude, you're a bitch, but, like, respect, you know? At least you were straightforward with it. Like, hey, look, yeah, I made the money I make, but doesn't mean I can't enjoy the sport.
Yeah.
That's like saying you're, you know, you're a construction worker and you want to play basketball. But still, you know.
No, I'm waiting on the comparison. Don't take a sip. What do you mean?
Bro, that's like, I don't know, like. I don't want to say he's following his dreams because his dreams was YouTube because he already fucking made the dream. But like, shit, you know, boxing for him, I guess, could be a hobby. He's doing it.
Yeah, but he's in there, though.
He's trying.
He's definitely in there. I mean, he's competing against other, you know, professional athletes, respectively, from where they came from in their sports, though.
He's still Jake Paul.
Yeah, all right, man. So, yeah, all right. So, yeah, y'all go ahead and check out Dr. Fingers on Twitch, man, if y'all want to hear some... Some more of that hate and spice, you know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Always.
Yeah.
Yo, seriously, though, on my Twitch, yeah, it gets pretty feisty.
Yeah. Yeah, cool, man. We definitely appreciate you guys coming through to the crib, man, to do this, man.
I'm glad you guys had me. I'm glad it was on better terms. I felt kind of bad last time.
Yeah, you was in the middle of treatment the last time you were here, man.
I was all sorts of...
Yeah.
Two times fucked up.
Yeah. But you definitely got, I mean, shit, man. You always exude that positive energy. You got the great spirit, the great energy, man. You guys have it together. It's awesome, man. It's definitely awesome. And shout out to your lovely girlfriend that's looking after your goofy fucking ass, man. With your...
You're smiling, and then she's like...
She be looking out for your goofy ass, don't she? Got, I mean, your motherfucking back, man.
She looks,
man,
out for a ass. I don't know if it's goofy, but... Nah, man.
You know she holds you motherfucking down, bro.
Oh, yeah. She definitely keeps me straight. So, yeah. Shout out to my girl, She Fingers.
You can't use She Fingers. That just doesn't... Yeah.
See? That's why I said I can't do it. Well, I had to try it. She Fingers.
I thought he said cheese fingers.
Oh.
I was like, wow.
Yo, it could be like 8 Mile Cheddar Bob. You could be cheese fingers.
But yeah, man, we ain't going to keep this podcast going any longer. We know you guys are getting ready to go to watch Space Jam and order some food, according to Daniel's Twitch right now.
Yo, Space Jam better be dope. I'm just saying. I hope it's dope, bro. Like, that's childhood.
At like 2 in the morning, and it was like, or I woke up when he came down from playing Xbox last night at 2 in the morning. It was like, so we're going to watch Space Jam now? I have to get up in a few hours. No, we're going to sleep as soon as I get home.
Yeah.
We get settled.
Yeah.
We get everything done, then yes, we can watch it.
But we're going to Siphon Genius. Damn it!
Me at work.
Literally? Oh. Come on, bro. You gotta do better than that. Come on.
You've known for a while.
I thought I raised you better than that, man.
I was streaming.
I didn't wash my hair. I just got off work. I was like, well, let's go.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. We appreciate you guys, though, coming through to the IOC household. If you guys want to check out any more episodes of our podcast, definitely look at it in our description of the podcast. Daniel, go ahead and plug your shit one last time, man. Let everybody know where they can find you, man.
twitch.tv/Dr. Fingers. That's with 2 Z's. You can also catch me on that TikTok putting up those juicy clips I be making. Dr. Fingers with 2 Z's as well. And if you're interested, you can also follow me on Instagram. That also has my links to my merch. That's Dr. Fingers with 2 Z's.
That's what, man. You practice that in the mirror every morning, don't you?
Oh, man. I'm going to get like a radio voice down. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's going to be good.
Man, he practices that. He practices hard on that.
He does.
Babe, any last words you want to give everybody before we get out of here? Besides all the man talk, we're sorry about that. But this is what happens when we get together. It always happens this way.
Yeah.
We could have went a hell of a lot deeper, and we could have went a hell of a lot. But we'll say that for another time. We could have started talking football. We could have went all over the place. But, babe, tell everybody what your last thoughts are.
Oh, I'm... None now.
Jesus. I only want to just end this episode with asking one last question, because this is the last time I asked him, I'd ask you guys when you guys were over here the last time on the episode or on the podcast. Is Daniel a panty sniffer yet?
What the fuck?
That's the exact response.
Like, no. Not that I'm aware of. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. Make sure you follow Dr. Fingers on Twitch and all his other social medias. Go ahead and Google him. You know where to find him. And we will definitely talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.
What the fuck?